Now some news from the world of sports. The 21-game winning streak is over. The upset bid came up short. But no one in the UVM men's basketball locker room was hanging their heads after the 13th-seeded Catamounts fell to number 4 Purdue in Milwaukee last night in the NCAA tournament. The Cats fought tooth and claw against the Boilermakers, trailing by just 1 point at halftime. Freshman sensation Anthony Lamb poured in 20 points. America East Player of the Year Trey Bell Haynes had 15, with Peyton Henson and Ernie Duncan also hitting double figures in points. And the game was still up for grabs with less than 4 minutes to go, UVM trailing just 70-65. Now, when I spoke to our sports correspondent Andy Gardner for a preview of this matchup, he said a big obstacle for the Cats would be stopping National Player of the Year candidate Caleb Swanigan. And Swanigan did have a huge game, 16 points and 14 rebounds for Purdue. But Gardner also said,
of more concern, I think, is defending the three-point shot. These teams played at the beginning of last season at Purdue. Purdue won 107-79, making 18 three-point shots. That can't happen again.
Well, they didn't make 18 three-point shots, but Purdue did reach 9 of 20 from beyond the arc. And most of those three-pointers came late in the game to help them pull away. And when I asked Gardner for a prediction of this game,
I think Purdue will win, but I think Vermont can keep it within 10.
The final, Purdue 80, Vermont 70. I'll be speaking with Andy Gardner again later this morning at 8:44 for a preview of this weekend's big Division III hockey playoffs. So if he's as sage-like about pucks as he is about hoops, you may want to listen in. Another big blow to the Catamounts' hopes last night for an upset bid was an injury to senior Kurt Steidel with less than 3 minutes to go in the first half. He landed awkwardly on his leg after trying to block a shot. He did not return to the game. That definitely hurt the Catamounts. Still in all, the Cats had a fantastic season, recapturing the America East crown and giving a very strong Purdue team all they could handle in Milwaukee last night. There were high school basketball playoffs underway last night, as well as college March Madness. And at Patrick Gymnasium, the CVU girls booked a return trip to the Division I state finals, topping Mount Anthony 51-36 last night. The Redhawks are on familiar ground, having won 4 consecutive straight D1 titles. But if they want to make it 5, they'll have to beat St. Johnsbury after the Hilltoppers got a dramatic last-second buzzer beater from freshman Josie Choinier, who ran the length of the floor, put up a floater that swished through just before the final horn sounded for a 32-30 overtime win against BFA St. Albans last night. Kelly Lagus had a great game for BFA St. Albans, a double-double, 13 points and 18 rebounds for the Comets in that losing effort. That was one heck of a game. Should be a great state final as well as St. Jay tries to unseat CVU Saturday at 5 p.m. In the Division III semifinals, top-seeded Windsor beat number 4 Winooski 61-47 at Barry Auditorium last night. Olivia Rockwood scored a game-high 25 points. Teammate Ashley Wilcox added 20 in the win. Lydia Natras had a team-high 15 points for Winooski in the loss. Windsor will go on to face Thetford for the Division III state title. The Panthers got 11 points from Danielle Robinson in beating Leland and Gray 43-37 last night. To the pros and the Boston Bruins in the NHL, we're hoping to finish up their Western Canada road trip with a win and extend their winning streak to 5 games, but perhaps with some heavy legs, having played in Calgary the night before. They got walloped 7-4 by the Edmonton Oilers instead. Bruins fell behind early 2-0 in the first period. Patrick Maroon scored twice for Edmonton, each goal coming less than a minute apart. Not a strong game for Tuukka Rask, who ended up getting pulled in the third period for Anton Khudobin, but Rask was not getting much help from his defense in this one. Brad Marchand scored his league-leading 37th goal for Boston, which pulled the Bees to within 3-2 at the time, but too many defensive lapses ended any hopes of a comeback. Meanwhile, the Toronto Maple Leafs were busy beating up on the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-0 last night. Morgan Riley and Matt Martin scored just 15 seconds apart as part of a 4-goal second period for Toronto. With the win, the Leafs vault over Tampa Bay and the New York Islanders for the final available wildcard playoff berth, and they're now just 4 points behind the Bruins for third place in the Atlantic. That is significant, as the Leafs and Bruins will skate against each other Monday night in Toronto. And this last note from the world of hockey, the U.S. women's national hockey team, the reigning world champions, have announced they will boycott the championships later this month as a protest against USA Hockey, citing stalled negotiations for fair wages and equitable support from the organization. USA Hockey paid them $1,000 a month for 6 months every Olympic cycle, and players say virtually nothing for the other 3.5 years. That works out to about $1,500 a year. U.S. women, meanwhile, have medaled in all five Olympic Games, and they've won the world championships seven times since 2000.